Well, good morning, everybody. Hands up if you're here. Hands up if you're not here. Hands up if you're only half here. Good. Well, a very warm welcome to you all here at the Vines United Church this morning. And for anybody watching online, whether it's the morning or the afternoon or the evening or 3 o'clock in the morning, you're very, very welcome to join us today. We have indeed an incredible, amazing God, don't we? Isn't he incredible? He's amazing. He created this world that we live in, and he is a constant presence wherever we may be and whatever we're doing. And so we're here this morning to actually acknowledge the fact that God is an amazing God. We are able to sing today. Who's happy about that? And I think the band is particularly happy about that as well today. So it's been a bit of a journey, we know, but we have got there. And you've all come through this thing. So well done to all of you for doing that, hey? So let's just commit this time to prayer. Let us pray. And I invite you to pray online with us. Father God, we do thank you that you are here. We thank you that you love everybody. Everybody is in your mind. Everybody is in your thoughts. Everybody is in your care. Father God, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come this morning and you will flood this place with encouragement, with support, with care, and with the words that we need to hear. So we give this service to you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Drew. I suppose over the months where we haven't sung, you're probably getting used to it. Is anybody used to not singing now? Given that the first song, the first line is, let us sing to the God of salvation. If you don't want to sing, go right ahead. But otherwise, please stand. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Praise the Savior, praise the Lord, our everlasting King. Every throne must bow before him. God is Lord of everything. Let us sing to the God of salvation. Let us sing to the Lord our God. Let us come to this house with this singing. Let us come before the Lord and sing. Praise the Maker, praise the Maker, praise the Lord our everlasting King. Every soul must bow before him. God is Lord of everything. Praise the Savior, praise the Lord, our everlasting King. Every soul must bow before him. God is Lord of everything.
Sing loud when you do today. You're the Word of God the Father, and he blesses us across the land. Shall we sing that? 1, 2, 3.
You're the Word of God the Father, from before the world began. Every star and every planet has been fashioned. power of your voice. Let the sky declare your glory. Let this land and sea rejoice. You're the author of creation. You're the Lord of every man. Hear the cry of love, ring the trumpet. Tell the gifts and of the angels came to seek and save the lost, and exchange the joy of heaven for the anguish of the cross. Your deliverer fed the hungry with the word to calm the sea. Yet how silently you suffered, let the guilty earth your fear. God the author of creation, you're the Lord of every man. You're the cry of love, reach out across the land. With a shout of joy victorious, saving victory from the grave, he ascended into heaven, leading captives in your way. Joyfully stand before the Father, interceding for your own. From each tribe and alien nation, you are leading sinners on. You're the author of creation. You're the Lord of every man. And your cry of love rings out across the land. You're the author of creation. You're the Lord of every man. You're the cry of love rings out across the land.
For our prayers this morning, I'm going to be using excerpts from Psalm 22. So I'll read out a couple of verses from Psalm 22 and then lead us in prayer. Let's pray. Lord, you took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth. And since my mother bore me, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near and there is no one to help. Lord, as we think of those words so many thousands of years ago, and we think of our own lives today, from birth we experience so many different things, shaped by so many events in the world which we cannot control. Hard times, fun times, times of closeness and warmth, and times of fear. And we remember that since our birth, your love has been present with us like a mother's warm embrace to sustain and hold us. Lord, as we continue to think of our lives, we pause and we offer our prayers of thanks for those things that have shaped us to this point in our lives. In this time of quiet, I invite you to think of maybe something that has really been an important part of your life that you'd like to thank God for. We listen to Psalm 22, verse 14. I'm poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My mouth is dried out like a potsherd. My tongue sticks to my jaws. My hands and feet are shriveled. I can count all my bones. Sometimes in life, Lord, we find ourselves just being overwhelmed with maybe the decisions we've made or the decisions others have made. We feel hardship is just crushing down upon us, an unending weight. And yet we remember. We remember those times when there was love and hope and peace. We remember the times when we had love and warmth and protection. Lord, at this time during COVID-19, when everything seems so much upside down and there seems so many restrictions which seem pointless sometimes, Lord, we ask that you would give us your sense of peace. You would give us our sense of love and hope that together we might continue to work together to create an environment where others can be supported and sustained. Because we know that you, O Lord, do not go away. Your help comes to our aid quickly, and you do not hide your face from us, for you hear all of our cries. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So again, welcome and thanks, Trevor. Trevor's been an integral part of our music ministry throughout this year, really. So it's really been great for Trevor to be a part of our organization, community, family, body of Christ, etc. I can think of a few other words too. So how are you all doing today? And I hope you're well online too. So our notices, hopefully you would have got some notices, but again, it's like having a clear why we're doing this is really important. And so we're bringing back singing today because we've really had a nice slow process where we can track everything, and if the police come in and say, show us you're working out, how did you get to this point, we can say, actually, this is the process we've had. And again, we're trying to keep people safe. And when we look beyond South Australia into the world in which we live, the place is a disaster. So we're really thankful that for a lot of reasons we have managed to keep this virus under control. And we continue to pray for, as we open up our borders, that this will continue to be the case. But again, notices, continue to look in your grape or grapevine. There will be ongoing notices that are happening. Are there any notices I've forgotten? Good. Now, our kids talk today. Every second week we're having Sunday school here, and every second week they're on at home. So, and I need as much help as I can get. So Dave's dodgy drawings are back. And we're talking about faith, aren't we? Last week we were talking about faith is like a seed. This week we're talking about faith is like a muscle. So I'm going to have a bit of help here today. And now, who can tell me what muscle that is? Bicep. Good luck at home, kids. All right. What about that muscle there? It's connected to the leg. I'll give you a clue. So you've got your hamstring. Sorry, I can see an answer coming over there. What do you think? Calf. Yes. So, and I was thinking, this is another muscle we have. They reckon it uses the most in our whole body. Who can tell me what that one might be? Well, okay, that's a bad drawing then. Mouth, yes, a smile. So our smile, they reckon, uses the most muscles in our face. And I was thinking, well, if we're going to try and draw faith is like a muscle, how would I draw a faith muscle? So I thought, okay, well, what is faith? And these kids at home, you know the answer, isn't it? What is faith? Faith is trust. How do we draw trust? Again, another good question. So I'm thinking, well, we talk about trust as being an action, a doing word, don't we? So this is, all right, here's a head, okay. So imagine you're on the ocean or on a lake and you're in a boat. And this is your boat. And there you are. And it's a rowboat. I don't know what you're doing on the ocean in a rowboat, but you've got some oars. Now, faith is about action, isn't it? So what would you be doing if you find yourself in the middle of a lake and there's a storm coming? What do you do as a part of faith? Pray. What else do you do as a part of that trust? Row fast. So if you find yourself in the middle of the ocean or a lake and you're in a rowboat and a storm's coming, you pray. That's your faith. But where you apply that is through your action. Life, faith come together, so you row like mad. Pray, row like mad. That's the connection. So if I had to draw faith, it's a terrible storm. That is what it's all about. So hopefully that will give you something to think deeply about this week. And we'll have a chat afterwards, kids, to unpack it. All right. So are you clear as mud on that? Good. Excellent. And I think we've got the Bible reading next. Thank you, Pam. Or did we have that first?
Good morning, all.
Morning.
Morning. Our reading today is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 10. If you put these instructions before the brothers and sisters, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, nourished on the words of the faith and of the sound teaching that you have followed. Have nothing to do with profane myths and old wives' tales. Train yourself in godliness, for while physical training is of some value, godliness is valuable in every way, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and struggle, because we have our hope set on knowing God, who is the Saviour of all people, and especially of those who believe. This is the word of the Lord.
That's pretty good.
It's sort of feeling a little bit like back to normal, don't you reckon, in some ways? Yeah. Why don't we, you know how we used to pass the peace where we used to shake hands? Well, we're not allowed to do that, of course, but we can do this. Why don't we pass the peace with elbows? Go on. You need to stand up and move, I guess.
I can take your guitar, Nick. Hello. Here you go. Morning. Morning.
That feels better, doesn't it? Please remain standing as we sing Faith is Like a Muscle. And you can dance on the spot if you want. One, two, oh, one.
Three, four. Faith is like a muscle, use it and it will grow. Faith is like a muscle, use it and it will grow. Thank you.
a clap. Amen. Please be seated.
Okay.
For intercession.
Don't we get the chair for you?
So do you have any particular key things you would like to pray for today? I recognizing at home you've probably got your hand up and got five ideas, but can't help you there. But we still have it on. What are some of the key things you would like to pray for today? Any world events? All right. Let me give you the opportunity to pray in quiet, because God hears all our prayers. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, the world we find in ourselves in, while in South Australia feels a lot normal, or normaler, or getting back to normal, or whatever words, we know that the world we live in is actually a big mess. And there are so many countries we think of, although if we read the Sunday Mail this morning, we probably didn't get much of a glimpse. But we know from the media there are so many countries in this world that are struggling to contain what is this pandemic. So, Lord, we just pause as we think of those governments, for all the research that's going into the vaccines. So we offer our prayers for these people and places now.
Most importantly, Father, that we lay our lives in your hands and that you would help us through this time, Father, we ask.
Lord, we think of the church that has a big role to play in the world as we endeavor to connect and unite communities, support people in their point of difficulty and struggle. We pray for the churches, not only throughout the world, but also in Adelaide, in Woodcroft, our church. Lord, we continue to ask that you would stir us to be able to reach out in new ways, things maybe ways we hadn't even considered doing. We ask that we would continue to be sensitive to the wave of the Spirit, that we may catch it, to be able to reach out and continue to care for people. Lord, we think of our neighbours. And again, I invite you to think of the person living next to you or down the street. Maybe someone you don't see very often. And we'll offer a prayer for them. Yes, Lord, there are many people who we know within our own community, as well as those beyond the walls. We ask for your special sense of peace to be upon them, in whatever circumstances they find themselves. Lord, we ask that your healing hand would continue to be upon them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'll hand over to Bill, who's got a really... we're really fortunate, actually. We have lots of people in our congregation who keep surprising me with their different gifts and skills. And we're going to hear from Adrian as he shares some of his story of faith. And if we're talking faith is like a muscle, then we're going to discover the first time he began to exercise that muscle of faith. And so I'm looking forward to that, Adrian. And I've probably got not too much more tapping left in me, but all yours.
Give you a brief outline to how this eventuated. Quite a number of years ago, Adrian found himself in a very difficult emotional state, so many factors contributed to this, so much so that any escape just seemed impossible. And it's hard to know exactly how one may feel or what one may do in a situation like that. Maybe this was just an unthinking moment, but a bottle of pills seemed the right solution, and that is what happened. We know God knows us completely, and on that night God had better plans for Adrian, a husband for Kirsten, a father to Sam, a sound engineer, a musician for worship, and now a songwriter. Adrian has composed a song that testifies the glory of God and how he healed Adrian both physically and emotionally on that fateful night. And Adrian wishes to share that song today. It's titled "Where, Oh, Where Are You, God?" And there are copies of the lyrics in the foyer if you need to have them.
Thanks, Adrian. And I know what it's like to share something so personal and intimate, and how just overwhelming that can be. But thank you for sharing that and taking the risk. It was a beautiful insight into the journey of faith. Let's pray for a moment. Holy Spirit, for each one of us, there are times in which we find ourselves just stretched to the point of breaking. Lord, we thank you for the story that Adrian has shared through his life, and how even at the point of greatest despair, you can be a point of our hope. Lord, if we're in a point of darkness, we ask that we would have the confidence or willingness just to reach out to someone, just to name our help. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So yeah, faith, yeah, is like a muscle. We have to use it in all sort of contexts. One of the things I thought I'd start with is, how many muscles do we have on our external body? I mean, here I am standing because I've got all bones and muscles working. Anybody have a guess at how many I have actually working right now to stand up? 153, good try, close, but no cigar. Oh, something healthy, chocolates maybe. They're pairs. So if you divide ourselves right down the middle, we're equal pairs. Like, so there's, oh, I'll tell you. Look, 320 pairs. So we've got 320 pairs of muscles. That's a total of 640 in our outside body holding me up. But that's not the only type of muscle. In fact, Mark, who's just almost finished his training as a physio, pity you're not here, mate. I could be asking you lots of questions. What's this muscle here? And what's that ligament there? And we could have had some fun. Probably thankful you're not here. So one of the things that muscles, there's three types of muscles in our body. There are smooth muscles. Now, these are the things that are inside our body. They're the nerves and the veins that push the blood along and make everything happen in a normal way. And then we have the cardiac muscle, which is, you know, the heart that just pumps all the time, 24/7, as long as we're alive. And then there's the skeletal muscle, which I've been talking and trying to draw, and you're trying to guess. But really, the first two types of muscles really don't apply to what I'm trying to talk about today. I mean, like, faith is not really like a smooth muscle, is it? Faith is not automatic, is it? Is faith automatic? No. So it's not something that just happens like the blood veins squeezing our blood through. It's not like the cardiac muscle, you know. Like if we're responsible for making our heart pump, you know, there's lots of times I forget I even have a heart. So it's like, oh, I forgot my heart. So faith obviously is not like that. People in our world, we know, don't even have faith. So that can't be the way. So really, in the end, we're looking at faith is like a muscle, like our physical external muscle. Now, I have a couple of pictures of people with muscle. Now, the first person I'll show you is my favorite archetype, and someone I model myself on closely. Working hard, hardly working. Yes, I know. Something went wrong really badly. But if you're thinking, you know, look, it's only Arnie type characters who have muscles. Well, this is another type that reflects from the very time we're born. So this little baby girl is using her muscles already. So there are muscles. There are four ways which faith is like a muscle. So, and these are the four areas. It hurts to grow. It grows through a challenge, weakens with lack of use, and works through opposition. So these are the four ways our faith is a bit like a muscle. So for example, how many of you did gardening? I guess a bit wet for gardening yesterday, wasn't it? How many have done gardening this year sometime and woken up and thought, oh, I didn't know I had that muscle? Oh. You know, so it's... And it's really funny how, like, it's the first time... I mean, there's always a first push-up. Doesn't matter how old you are and you want to go to the gym or do something, there's always the first push-up. And I remember the first time I tried to do a push-up, it just felt like I weighed 520 kilograms. It was just so hard. My little Muppet arms weren't working. And so it's, but now I can at least do more than one. So that's sensational. So muscles do grow and build beautifully. And so when we continue to work our muscles, they grow. And to increase endurance, strength takes exercise. And as we know, it's, and I guess for everybody at different ages, did you see that guy who was 98 years old over in England? The I think it was a captain originally, and he was knighted and became a colonel. But he raised something like 60 million pounds by just walking with his little frame around his yard for hours. So it was just, even at that age, the capacity to function and use muscles. Grow faith through challenge. Doing weights and push-ups, we become fit and strong. If you were to go to the gym and the trainer said, right, all I want you to do today is sit on the bike, there's no challenge there, is there? Your muscles don't grow by sitting on a bike. Your backside would probably get sore sitting on a bike. But your legs or your body or your heart does not grow. Faith grows through challenge. And when you look at it, our lives are full of challenge, aren't they? Like, seriously. Doesn't matter what age we are, life, by its very nature, is a challenge. It confronts us with things that are hard and difficult. And that's what that faith comes to play. It's a bit like, you know, the kids talk where you're in the middle of a lake and you're in a rowboat. It's that life and faith coming together. You pray because that's what you're calling out for, but you have to do something. It's that physical interaction between life. Last week we were talking about growing our faith and planting it in our mountains. The little seed of faith in the mountains that confront us to grow that thing which is tenacious in opposition. And we also know that faith weakens when we don't use it. And I'm not sure if you read in the paper during the week, but lots of men are getting plastic surgery because summer is coming and they want to look great. But because they haven't gone to the gym and they've just sat home eating chips and drinking beer, a lot of them no longer have that wonderful Arnie physique. So they're taking a few shortcuts and going to the plastic surgeon. Now, isn't that insane? If you don't use it, you lose it. The same with our faith. If our idea of faith is something we just pull out on a Sunday for an hour, and it doesn't apply to the rest of our lives, then our faith becomes something that is insubstantial, I would suggest. If we don't pray, if there's no applying of faith to life circumstances, if the Bible is something we use as a bit of a bookend, how do we grow that? And the fourth area, similarly, works through opposition. Now, for example, when I'm stretching a muscle, there's one muscle that contracts and another that extends. So the body is an amazing organism, really. It's a sensational creation. And because life is so hard, we do find ourselves tossed around. And so, like in Adrian's sharing his song, the initial start of his connection of his faith was like that first push-up. You know, once it started, you just can't leave it there. And Adrian's faith has grown as he's continued to work on that, work through those things. And interestingly, the psalm I used today was from Psalm 22. And that very picked up the chorus nicely. My God, why have you forsaken me? Verse 4 it says, In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I'm a worm, not a human. So the psalmist, I love the psalms, and if you read 22, you will find it oscillates between despair and then bouncing back to faith. Oscillating between recognizing the hardships that we go through rather than some denial, and then recalling those moments of faith that stand us instead. So for me, there's been some pivotal points of faith in my life that when hardship comes, I recall God's faithfulness and trust, even though I struggle. And the fact I'm standing here suggests that there's some things that really did work. And the question of what were they? becomes an integral part. And 2,700 years ago, this oscillation between giving voice to our grief and then bouncing back to the trust we have is really a powerful thing, because life gives us that context of opposition. So if we're talking about opposition, works through opposition, well, life is like that at times. It forces us to respond and use our faith muscle. Otherwise, our connection with God weakens and dies. If you can't make sense of where or how God is present with you, how does that work for your faith? And that's where those questions become really painful and important. Trust and hope are two words that are play together. So when we define hope, when we define faith, we're talking about trust. And so the question is, how do we grow our trust? How do we grow our hope? And I don't know about you, but when we understand faith as trust, does that change how you look at it? If we change the way we think about trust, so our trust in God is the critical thing we have, does that change how we understand faith? There's this person leaping across a ravine, and in there some challenges. So for all of us, there are relationships that we endeavor to explore. And when I think about trust, it's one of those things that, like, as human beings, we can break trust, can't we? We can break trust with one another through our stupid words, our insensitivity, our anger, our stubbornness. There are ways in which we can break trust with one another within communities, within nations, between nations. But the sort of trust we're talking about with God is, God says, well, I am trustworthy. And the Bible is a record of how people get angry at God and then come back to the fact that actually, well, in the end, God is trustworthy. So our small faith that we apply to our environment to overcome our mountains is fundamentally about trust. Trust. I don't know, I'm not sure out of all those four areas, if we're talking about faith being like a muscle, are there particular hurts, challenges, lack of use, or opposition that you most have to begin or reply or rethink how your muscle works? Your faith works. I mean, is there a particular area that you're thinking, man, my hurts, my challenges, this is where my faith needs to most come alive? Is it a lack of use? Is it maybe a lack of applying it to my life? What is it my faith needs to grow? I'm going to give you a little moment to think about that. What is it you most need to apply your faith muscle to? Your trust, your hope, your love. I'm going to invite you to share with me a prayer. A simple prayer. It's not even an original one. I borrowed that one off of someone. I can't remember who it was, and I've just tweaked it a bit. But it picks up some of the themes we're talking about today. So again, let's pray. Lord, I trust in you more than my physical eyes see. I trust that you are good and that you're strengthening my faith through everything. Thank you for your presence, for your grace and steady heart of love that never fails. In your name, amen. Thanks. We're going to have some music as we come to the conclusion of our service today. And again, it's really, with all this stuff I'm trying to do is trying to invite you to engage in this really difficult experience of 2020 as you try to apply your faith in a lot of different ways. So thanks, Bill.
Morning, but it takes a lot of muscles to sing. And because we haven't sang for quite a while, can you feel it in your throats? It's true, you do have to develop your singing muscles. How great is our God that we can absolutely trust him. What a wonderful thought is that. Please stand, everybody, as we sing, "How Great Is Our God."
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, and all the earth beneath, all the earth beneath. He wraps himself in light, darkness hides behind, emphatic voice, emphatic.
Struck me that what I like about reflecting on scripture and themes is that there's always some new theme that emerges. So that for us, like if we're talking about trust, we break trust. It's a bit like our body. Sometimes our body gets broken, doesn't it? But it has the capacity to repair. So whatever issues that we've had between our God or with others, the capacity to repair is there, because God's choice of love for us does not diminish or change. That is the good news. Hallelujah. That is such a relief. I take the weight of me trying to be perfect away, and I can be free that God's love and spirit is working in my life and in your life. Hear the words from Paul. "Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he also so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And remember, phone a friend, choose life. Because you can't catch a virus over the phone. But you can pass on God's love. Go and serve the Lord in whatever way you can. Amen.